读经进度是来学习创世纪四十四章。
We thank the Lord. According to our Bible reading schedule, we're reading Genesis chapter 44 today.
那这一章啊，很特别的是记载，雅各的儿子们啊，又到了埃及啊，第二次要来买粮食。
And this chapter especially records how the sons of Jacob have gone to Egypt for the second time.
那要买粮食啊，他们准备要回家的时候，他们买完粮食了，已经准备回家了。
They had bought all that they needed, and they were getting ready to return.
但是在路上呢，约瑟就叫他的家宰呢要去找他们的口袋里面有约瑟的银杯呀。
But while they were heading home, Joseph sent his steward to go and to locate his silver cup.
而这个银杯就是约瑟找人藏在便雅悯的袋子里面的。
And Joseph himself had his steward hide the silver cup in one of the bags.
目的就是要把他们要把他们都叫回来，要叫便雅悯留在埃及来做奴隶。
And the reason he did this was so that all of them would return, and that Benjamin would have to stay in Egypt as a slave.
而这种方法就是要测试他们兄弟之间是不是会对便雅悯呢不理不睬，还是对他会特别的照顾呢？
And the reason he did this was that he was setting up a test to see how the brothers would react, whether they would ignore Benjamin or care for him.
所以呢，他用这种方法要来测试。结果呢，他们都回来到约瑟的门前的面前以后。
And when he had tested them, they all returned to him.
那么约瑟就开始责备他们说：“你们为什么偷拿我的银杯啊？”
And then Joseph began to rebuke them and said, "Why did you steal my silver cup?"
所以现在呢，已经知道是在便雅悯的口袋袋子里面找到的，所以便雅悯必须留下来做奴隶的。
And because they found the silver cup in Benjamin's bag, sack, Benjamin then had to stay in Egypt.
可是这个时候的犹大就出面了，他开始说了一段话。
And at this moment, Judah came up and he spoke.
他要为便雅悯来担保要保便雅悯能够平安的回到父亲的家里去。
He wanted to take the place of Benjamin so that Benjamin could safely return to their father's house.
所以这个时候的测试让约瑟大大的受感动。
And this test, the result of it really moved Joseph.
因为他看到的兄弟犹大这么的爱他的弟弟。
Because he could see how much Judah loved his younger brother Benjamin.
所以这样的爱也让他深受感动，所以到了四十五章，他就终于跟他们相认了。
And because he was greatly moved by this act, he then revealed himself to his brothers in the next chapter.
好，所以在四十五章，我们明天早祷会就来谈约瑟跟他们相认的情景是如何如何的。
And so in Genesis chapter 45, we will discuss tomorrow about how he reveals himself to his brothers.
但是如果没有今天四十四章记载犹大如何爱便雅悯的话，那么约瑟可能还不会跟他们相认呢。
But without the recording here in chapter 44 of how Judah loved Benjamin, we may not have the next chapter.
所以我们今天查考这章是很重要的一个铺陈一个预备。
So it is an important preparation for us to study this chapter 44.
那我们就来看犹大到底说了哪些话，让约瑟这么的感动啊。
And now let us see what did Judah say to move Joseph.
我们来看创世纪四十四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 44.
现在呢，众人都已经到了约瑟的面前，约瑟已经责备他们了。
And here, all the brothers have come before Joseph, and Joseph had rebuked them.
那么现在约瑟是说，只有便雅悯要留下来做奴隶，你们其他人都可以平平安的 回去你父亲的家。
And Joseph said that only Benjamin had to stay and remain as a slave, while the other brothers could go back peacefully to their father's house.
但是现在犹大开始说话。
But now Judah speaks.
我们来看44章18节。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 44, verse 18.
犹大哀敬他说，我主啊，求你容仆人说一句话给我主听，不要向仆人发烈怒，因为你如同法老一样。
18. Then Judah came near to him and said, O my Lord, please let your servant speak a word in my Lord's hearing. And do not let your anger burn against your servant, for you are even like Pharaoh.
19. 我主曾问仆人们说，你们有父亲，有兄弟没有？
19. My Lord asked his servants, saying, Have you a father or a brother?
20. 我们对我主说，我们有父亲，已经年老，还有他老年所生的一个小孩子，他哥哥死了，他母亲只撇下他一个人，他父亲疼爱他。
20. And we said to my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, who is young. His brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother's children, and his father loves him.
21. 你对仆人说，把他带到我这里来，叫我亲眼看看他。
21. Then you said to your servants, Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes on him.
22. 我们对我主说，童子不能离开他的父亲，若是离开，他父亲必死。
22. And we said to my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
23. 你对仆人说，你们的小兄弟若不与你们一同下来，你们就不得再见我的面。
23. But you said to your servants, Unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall see my face no more.
24. 我们上到你仆人，我们父亲那里，就把我主的话告诉了他。
24. So it was when we went up to your servant, my father, that we told him the words of my Lord.
25. 我们的父亲说，你们再去给我提些粮来。
25. And our father said, Go back and buy us a little food.
26. 我们就说，我们不能下去，我们的小兄弟若和我们同往，我们就可以下去，因为小兄弟若不与我们同往，我们必不得见那人的面。
26. But we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us.
27. 你的仆人，我父亲对我们说，你们知道我的妻子给我生了两个儿子。
27. Then your servant, my father, said to us, You know that my wife bore me two sons.
28. 一个离开我出去了，就我说，他必是被撕碎了，直到如今我也没有见他。
28. And the one went out from me, and I said, Surely he is torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since.
29. 现在你们又要把这个带去离开我，倘若他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
29. But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befalls him, you shall bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave.
30. 我父亲的命与这童子的命相连，如今我回到你父亲、你仆人、我父亲那里，若没有童子与我们同在。
30. Now therefore, when I come to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, since his life is bound up in the lad's life.
31. 我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死。这便是我们使你仆人，我们的父亲白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
31. It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die. So your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave.
32. 因为仆人曾向我父亲为这童子作保，说我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远担罪。
32. For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, If I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the blame before my father forever.
33. 现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的仆奴仆，叫童子与汉康哥哥们一同上去。
33. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my Lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers.
34. 若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲身上。
34. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me, lest perhaps I see the evil that would come upon my father?
所以我们读了这段犹大所说的话，真的令人感动。
So reading what Judah said, it can touch us.
所以犹大这样的爱真的是表现得非常非常的大。
He showed great love.
因为他甚至把自己的生命愿意牺牲奉献来交换便雅悯的生命。
He was willing to even give up his own life for Benjamin's life.
所以我们对于犹大这段这样的表现，看出他对便雅悯的爱，真的是令人印象深刻。
And so through his words, we can see how much he loved Benjamin. And this, yes.
非常的令人深刻 impressed. 所以我们来看看为什么他能够对便雅悯有这么多的爱呢？
And it's very impressive. And so now let us look at how much, why was it that he had so much love for Benjamin?
等一下我们就会好好的来查考他的爱是如何的表现出来。
And later on, we can talk about how he showed his love.
但是现在我们还是先来看一开头，他对弟弟原来没有这么多的爱。
But we can see that in the beginning, he didn't have such love for his brother.
就像原来约瑟也是被他的哥哥们已经打得半死，丢在坑里面。
Just like how before Joseph, he was beat up by his own brothers and thrown.
那个时候也是犹大建议说：“好吧，我们不要把他打死，我们把他卖给以实玛利人。”
And in that moment, it was Judah who suggested, that they wouldn't kill their brother, but they would rather sell him as a slave.
我们来看《创世纪》37章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
这个时候呢，约瑟已经被他们打得半死，丢在坑里面那坑里面是空的，里面没有水24节所记载的。
And so based on verse 24, here we can see that Joseph had already been beaten up by his brothers, and they cast him into a pit.
那个时候25节，他们坐下吃饭，举目观看，见有一伙米甸的以实玛利人从基列来，用骆驼驮着香料、乳香、没药，要带下埃及去。
25. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels bearing spices, balm, and myrrh on their way to carry them down to Egypt.
26. 犹大对众弟兄说：“我们杀我们的兄弟，尝了他的血，有什么益处呢？”
26. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood?"
27. 我们不如将他卖给以实玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。众弟兄就听从了他。
27. Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh.
在这里呢，看起来犹大好像对约瑟还有一点怜惜有一点爱。
And his brothers listened. So from what we just read, it seemed as though Judah had a bit of love for his brother.
至少他没有说要把约瑟害死，要把他流血啊。
At the very least, he did not want to kill his brother and conceal his blood.
但是总之呢，他还是建议说要把约瑟卖给以实玛利人做奴隶。
Yet he was the one who suggested to sell his brother to the Ishmaelites.
所以这个时候约瑟才会被卖给以实玛利人。
And that is why Joseph was sold to the Ishmaelites.
那当然后来约瑟到了埃及受了什么样的苦啦，我们以前都查考过，我们就不再重复。
And of course, we know that once Joseph went to Egypt, he went through different kinds of suffering, and we've talked about this in the past.
但是我们这里看到犹大是建议把约瑟卖给以实玛利人的。
But here we can see that Judah was the one who suggested to sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites.
这里来看，犹大也没有多么的爱他的弟弟约瑟。
So we can see from here that he did not love his younger brother Joseph.
他仍然是一个啊，跟着他些兄弟们一样，是很讨厌约瑟的人。
Like all his other brothers, he hated Joseph.
他仍然也是听到约瑟做了两个梦，非常的生气啊。
He also became angry when he heard about Joseph's two dreams.
啊，所以这个时候犹大仍然非常厌恶啊这个弟弟。
And so Judah hated his brother.
所以我们从这样的一个犹大，这么样的一个没有爱心的犹大，可是到了四十四章，却看到他对便雅悯的爱这么大的转变呢、啊，令人才会有这么大的啊印象深刻。怎么会有这么大的转变
？And so we can see from here how he treated Joseph with no love to when we read Genesis chapter 44, how much love he showed Benjamin, and this leaves a big impression on us.
啊，所以这样的改变呢、啊，才是我们真的要去探讨的一个重点呢、啊。
And this change in his behavior is a point that we will discuss.
所以呢，我们说犹大对他的兄弟本来是没有爱情。
So we will say that in the beginning, he had no love for his younger brother.
可是为什么现在他对便雅悯却有这么多的爱？
And yet, why was it now, he would have more love towards Benjamin?
在我们查考过创世纪三十八章有关于他玛这个媳妇跟犹大之间的关系我们查考过那个事件。
We've spoke about Genesis chapter 38, the situation between Judah and Tamar, his daughter-in-law.
那个事件呢，让犹大承认他玛是比他更有义的。
That situation let Judah explain or acknowledge that Tamar was more righteous than he was.
所以他才知道说，人要追求义，就是要尽自己的责任。
And so he understood that people had to take on their own responsibility to pursue after righteousness.
所以他玛是尽了他的媳妇的责任。
So Tamar, she fulfilled her responsibility as the daughter-in-law.
所以这件事情一定会影响犹大的心。
And so this entire situation would have affected Judah.
让犹大也思想，我作为哥哥的，我是不是也应该要尽哥哥的责任来保护弟弟？
To cause him to think about how he, as a brother, would have to bear the responsibility of taking care of his younger brother.
所以他是不是从他玛的事件以后，他也在反省，他以前对弟弟约瑟真的是做错了事。
And perhaps after the situation with Tamar, it caused him to think about the situation with Joseph and let him think about his actions.
所以他现在对于便雅悯呢？就有完全不一样的态度了。
And so now he had a completely different attitude towards Benjamin.
因此他现在在约瑟面前才会表现出他对便雅悯的爱是这么的大。
And this is why he showed such great love towards Benjamin in front of Joseph.
所以有时候我们在看圣经的记载的安排非常的奇妙啊。
And sometimes it's miraculous how the Bible records each situation.
为什么三十七章记载约瑟被卖到埃及去？
Why was it that in chapter 37 it records how Joseph was sold to Egypt?
然后中间三十八章突然插进了犹大跟媳妇他玛之间的这个事件。
And out of nowhere in chapter 38 it speaks about what happened between Judah and Tamar.
而到三十九章，又接着三十七章的末了就是约瑟到埃及之后所发生的事情是等等。
And yet, chapter 39 continues what continues. It's a continuation of chapter 37, of what happened when Joseph was sold to Egypt.
所以呢，如果按照一个故事的记载的话，应该三十七章接着马上要读三十九章，这样故事才能连续下来。
If we were reading the story accordingly, we should have read it starting from chapter 37, and we would skip to chapter 39.
所以三十八章是中间插入的一个特别完全不相干，跟前面跟后面完全不没有关联的一个事件啊。
Chapter 38 records a situation that has nothing to do with chapter 37 and 39.
所以呢，我刚刚就是看了这个三十四十四章犹大这里对便雅悯的爱的转变呢， 我才会想到三十八章真的有存在的价值。
And only when I read Genesis chapter 44 did I realize the value of chapter 38.
所以我们今天才会明白犹大对便雅悯是因为三十八章的事件而来的。
And so we can come to understand how the reason Judah treated Benjamin differently, it was because of what was recorded in chapter 38.
好，那我们现在开始来看看犹大爱便雅悯的是怎么样的表现出来的。
And now let us look at how Judah shows his love towards Benjamin.
我们先来说来看三十节。
Let us look at verse 30.
这个四十四章三十节。
Chapter 44, verse 30.
这里呢犹大说了，我父亲的命跟这童子的命是相连在一起的。三十节，四十四章三十节。
Since his life is bound up in the lad's life.
如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里，若没有童子与我们同在，那我们的父亲就一定会死啊。
It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us that he would die.
所以这里表现出他知道爸爸很爱他的弟弟便雅悯啊，他们的命是连在一起的。
So here it shows that he understood how much his father loved Benjamin, because he says, since his life is bound up in the lad's life.
所以如果爸爸看不到便雅悯的回去的话，那爸爸一定会死啊。
And so he said that if his father didn't see Benjamin, then his father would die.
所以这里可以表现出犹大对于爸爸这么疼爱便雅悯的这样的生命是连在一起，他并没有嫉妒并没有讨厌。
So here, even though he says, since his life is bound up in the lad's life, it means he realizes how much his father loved Benjamin, and yet he was not jealous of his younger brother.
我们说原来有雅各很爱这个约瑟，为他做一件彩衣给他穿，他的哥哥们都没有。
In the past, Jacob loved his young son, Joseph, so much that he gave him a colored rope, and yet none of the brothers received such a rope.
那个时候，他的哥哥们，包括犹大，都非常讨厌约瑟，因为他们都会嫉妒约瑟。
And at that moment, all the brothers, including Judah, also hated Joseph because they were envious of him.
所以原来犹大是会嫉妒的。
So in the beginning, Judah, he would get jealous.
我们来看创世纪三十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37.
三十七章第三节
，Verse 3，
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors.
四第四节，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
所以雅各特别疼爱约瑟，给他做一件彩衣。
So Jacob specially loved Joseph and made him a tunic of many colors.
而其他的儿子都没有。
That all of his other sons did not have.
所以约瑟的哥哥们，包括犹大，就非常讨厌约瑟。
So all of Joseph's brothers, including Judah, hated him.
他们就认为父亲爱约瑟超过爱他们其他的孩子，所以他们很嫉妒约瑟。
The brothers, they saw that their father loved Joseph more than all of them, and so they were jealous of him.
因此不和他说和睦的话。
And so they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
所以犹大原来是会嫉妒的。
So originally, Judah would also get envious.
但是现在呢，雅各又爱便雅悯，也跟他的生命连在一起。可是现在犹大已经不嫉妒了。
But now, Jacob also loved Benjamin to a point where his own life was bound up to Benjamin's life. So, and yet Judah is no longer envious of his brother.
因为这个时候他已经完全明白，父亲要爱谁是有父亲的全部的权利了。他要爱谁就他爱吧。我们做孩子的有什么权利去怀疑去质问父亲的爱呢？
Because now he realizes that his father could love anyone that he wanted to love. And so as a child, why would he doubt his father?
所以呢，犹大现在是完全接受父亲爱便雅悯，这个是父亲的选择，是可以的。
So now, Judah understood that, his father would love Benjamin, and this was okay.
所以现在犹大不会再嫉妒了。
And now Judah would no longer be jealous.
所以我们说哈，嫉妒是一件很可怕的情绪啊。
We can say that jealousy is a very scary emotion.
我们如果看到别人比我们好，我们心中是会有什么样的心情？
If we see that others are doing better than we are, how would we feel?
如果我们感觉是跟他一同快乐，啊，对啊，他应该得到这样的荣耀，应该得到这样的成就，应该赚到这些钱的，好啊，我跟他一起高兴，这个话是没有嫉妒。
If we are happy for them and happy with them, thinking that, he does deserve this success and he does deserve all this wealth, and we're happy with them, and so...And that we would not be showing any jealousy.
但是如果我们有另外一种情绪，认为他凭什么那么好？他凭什么能够得到那么好的成就？他就运气那么好吗？啊，难道我就是比他差吗？如果是这种情绪，那我们就是嫉妒了。
Or would we think, oh, why would he deserve to get this or that? Or, is he better than I am? If we were to have these thoughts, then this would mean that we would be jealous of them.
我就听过我们的传道前辈啊讲过一个很奇妙的啊很有趣的一个故事。
And I've heard an old pastor tell a very interesting story.
他说我们啊以前的传道哈、啊、都会到各教会去协助灵恩会，都会讲一些道理给那个教会的人听。
He said that in the past our pastors would go to different churches and give spiritual convocation and give all sorts of sermons.
然后我们的信徒就会听到我们的注目传道所讲的道理跟外地来的传道也讲一些道理，诶，自然就会做比较。
And the members who are listening to the local pastor speak as well as the pastor that came from overseas, they would listen to the sermons that were spoken and make comparison.
结果我们的信徒啊，很客气的对外来的传道说：“哎呀，谢谢传道啊，你今天讲这个道理真好啊！啊，我们的传道都没有讲这么好的道理。”
And so the members would say to this pastor that came from overseas that, "Oh, you speak so well, and even our local pastor doesn't speak as well as you do."
结果这个话被我们 local 的传道听到以后，他心里就觉得：“哎，我好像比他差呢。”心里就开始有点不舒服啊，好像有嫉妒的心理出现了。
And when the local pastor heard this, he thought that he was worse than the other pastor, and so he started to become jealous.
所以这就是说，我们有时候听到别人对别人的称赞，我们到底是高兴呢，还是会不高兴呢？
So this is to say, when we hear others praising, being praised,
对别人的称赞。我们会高兴还是不高兴？
Will we be happy or not?
这个时候就看出我们的嫉妒到底能不能克服啊。
This is to see if we can overcome our jealousy.
所以呢，圣经才会告诉我们要如何克服我们的嫉妒的心。
And so the Bible teaches us how we can overcome a heart of jealousy.
我们看传道书第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
传道书第四章第四节
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 4
我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样灵巧的工作就被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
For again I saw that for all toil and every skillful work a man is envied by his neighbor. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind.
我们跳过来看第六节
Let us look at verse 6
满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌捕风。
6. Better a hand full with quietness than both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind.
啊，这里说到人啊，常常会嫉妒别人啊，有很多的工作，有很多的灵巧啊的成就等等。
Here it speaks about how a person would envy his neighbor, when it came to toil or skillful work.
但是如何克服这种嫉妒的心呢？
But how can we overcome such a heart of envy?
就是要看第六节。
We have to look at verse 6.
我们应该满足自己有了一把 可以安静的生活，那我们就知足了。
We should be thankful for a quiet, peaceful, quiet life.
我们不用去嫉妒别人，有了两把，可是却劳碌捕风。
We shouldn't be envious of others who have both of their hands full, but it's together with toil and grasping for the wind.
所以呢，他的劳碌，那是他的成就，是他的事。
If he were to toil, and that would be his own success, and that's his business.
因为他有他的，我有我的。
Because he would have what is his, and I would have what is mine.
所以我们只要看自己的努力，我自己得一把，我就满足了，我就安静了，那这样我们就不会嫉妒别人了。
I should be thankful for my own handful, and so then I would not be envious of others.
因为我已经得着神给我的了。
Because I've already received what God has given me.
我的能力多少，我能够得多少，这样就够了。
If with my skills I am able to gain this much, that's enough.
所以这就是克服嫉妒的方法。
And this is the way we can overcome our heart of envy.
所以现在犹大能够克服嫉妒了，所以他会认为父亲爱妹弟弟是理所当然的，好吧，让他这样子去爱他。
And so Judah, now he was able to overcome his jealousy, and he thought that it was okay if his father wanted to love his.
好，我们再看回来创世纪44章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 44.
接着下来呢，他非常担心父亲的生命啊。
Afterwards, he was worried about his father's life.
因为他是31节。
Because in verse 31 it says,
我的父亲见如果没有童子，他就一定会死。
31. It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us that he will die.
那么我们就会让父亲呢，白发苍苍，悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
So your servants will bring down the gray hair of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave.
所以这里的下阴间，我们先不要把它跟那个天堂地狱的那个阴间来做比较，不是那种受永远刑罚的那个地狱的阴间。这里的阴间这里不是那种受痛苦的永远的地狱的那个阴间。
So here for the word grave, in the Chinese version, it's talking about hell. So let us not make a comparison between heaven and hell.
因为啊，我们有时候对阴间这个字认为它是一个受苦的地方。
Because sometimes when we think about the word Hades, we would think it's a place of punishment.
但是呢，这里想的阴间只是一个死了以后所去的一个地方而已。
But here it only means that it's a place that one would go after they die.
这个跟路加福音16章耶稣讲那个财主跟拉撒路的故事，讲那个财主死了以后是到阴间去受痛苦，那个阴间是痛苦的地方这个就不一样的。
It's different than the story that was mentioned by the Lord Jesus about the rich man and Lazarus. How the rich man, he went to a place, called Hades, and there he was punished. So the word Hades here for verse 31 is different. It means a different thing than what's recorded in Luke chapter 16.
好，所以我们这里说雅各如果看到没有便雅悯在，他也要下阴间。这里不是到受痛苦的那个地方，这是纯粹单纯的说他死亡的一个现象。
And so here in Genesis chapter 44, verse 31, it talks about how his father would go to Hades if his brother Benjamin if he didn't see his brother Benjamin. But here it really means that he would go to the grave.
所以呢，他死了以后，那当然做孩子的会非常难过。
And if their father were to die, then they would be very sad.
所以这就是犹大他担心爸爸会死了，那会痛苦了，到死亡的时候。
And so Judah here, he was worried that his father would be so sorrowful that he would die.
因此他这里表现出对父亲的爱。
And so here he showed love towards his brother. Towards his father.
所以我们说犹大为什么会那么爱便雅悯
？So here, we ask, why does Judah love Benjamin so much?
也因为他爱父亲。
It was also because he loved his father.
因为他知道，如果便雅悯真的没了。啊、真的被留在埃及的话，那父亲也因为看不到便雅悯也会死啊，所以他更不要爸爸也遭遇这种死亡、的结果、啊、
And it was because he knew that if Benjamin were to remain in Egypt and his father didn't see Benjamin coming home with them,、his father might die as well. And he did not want this、an outcome for his father.
因此我们说、哦、犹大在这里表现出他对爸爸的爱啊。
And so here we say that Judah showed great love towards his father.
也就是说，他爱便雅悯是因为他更爱他的爸爸。
And we can say that he loved Benjamin because he loved his father even more.
那我们今天来看看我们兄弟姐妹之间呢，能不能彼此相爱？
And so we can ask ourselves, do we as brothers and sisters love each other?
就看我们对我们的爸爸、我们的妈妈有没有真正的爱。
It all depends on whether we love our parents.
如果我们真的爱我们的父母亲，我们一定会爱我们的兄弟姐妹。
If we love our parents, then we will love our siblings.
因为这个、关系是连在一起的。
Because this relationship, is all related.
因为如果我们不爱兄弟姐妹，那我们的父母亲也会痛苦，也会难过。
Because if we don't love our siblings, then our parents would also be hurt.
所以我们的父母亲怎么会、过好的日子呢？
So if that were the case, then how would our parents live peacefully?
所以我们如果要让父母亲欢喜快乐的过日子，我们兄弟姐妹之间一定要和平相处，彼此相爱，那我们的父母亲就会高兴了。
If we want our parents to live happily, then we should be live harmoniously with our siblings.
这个我自己有两个孩子呢，这个事情我常常有这样的体验呢。
I myself have two children, and I have such an experience.
如果我看到我们的孩子两个在吵架的时候，我做父母亲的心里真的很难过。
When I see my two children fighting, as a parent, it really hurts me.
但是如果看他们能够彼此照顾、啊、彼此关怀，那我们的父母的心就会得着安慰。
But when I see that they're caring for each other, then I would feel comforted.
所以圣经才会说、哦啊、兄弟的真的要彼此相爱才是何等的善，何等的美啊！
And so the Bible says that it's beautiful when two siblings love each other.
我们来看诗篇133篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 133.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇133篇第一节。
Psalm 133, verse 1.
看哪、啊。弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
第二，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Two, it is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments.
第三，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Three, it is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
所以这里讲到弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And so here it says, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
我们在家庭里面，兄弟姐妹之间能够彼此相爱，真的父母亲都会欢喜跟快乐。
In a household, if the siblings can love one another, then the parents would be happy.
同样在教会里面也是一样。
And it is the same at church.
如果我们教会，我们都是属灵的弟兄姐妹。
In church, we're all spiritual brothers and sisters.
如果我们能够彼此相爱，
if we can love one another,
那我们天上的父亲啊，我们的神一定会很高兴啊。
Then our Father in heaven, our God, would be happy.
他会大大的祝福我们这些孩子啊。
And he would greatly bless his children.
这就是犹大爱父亲，所以他爱他的弟弟便雅悯啊。
And so Judah, because he loved his father, he also loved his younger brother.
因此他这个爱也会得到父亲非常的珍惜，知道这个雅各、啊、犹大是真的是、啊、爱他的弟弟、啊、也爱他的爸爸。
And so Jacob would come to treasure Judah's love.
然后最后我们来看犹大最后的提议是说，我来代替便雅悯。
And let us look at Judah's last words. That is, he would say that he was willing to take the place of Benjamin.
我们来看创世纪四十四章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 44.
三十啊，三十三节。
Verse 33.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这个童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。
33. Now therefore, please let your servant remain instead of the lad as a slave to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers.
34. 若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我的父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲的身上。
34. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad is not with me? Lest perhaps I see the evil that will come upon my father.
所以33节这是一个最关键的一个建议啊。最关键 crucial suggestion 哦。
And so verse 33, this is a crucial suggestion.
因为他说我留下来吧，让便雅悯可以回去看我爸爸。
Because he says, I'll stay here and let Benjamin go back to his father.
你知道呢，犹大要做出这样的建议啊，必须付出很大的代价的。
For Judah to make such a suggestion, he would have to pay a high price.
因为他自己也有啊，也是有啊孩子啊，他自己也有。也是有一个家庭的。
Because he himself had children and he had his own family.
那么他现在如果留下来当奴隶，他也要离开他的家庭啊。
And now if he were to remain as a slave, then he would have to leave his family.
他也要离开他的妻子，也要离开他的孩子啊。
He would have to leave his wife and his children.
而且他在埃及要当奴隶，可能这里语言也不通啊，要重新学习新的埃及话。
And to remain in Egypt as a slave, he may not speak the language, and so he'll have to learn a new language.
啊，所以留在下来要当奴隶啊，这个是很痛苦的一个未来啊。
And for him to remain as a slave in Egypt, it would be a painful future for him.
但是他却愿意这么做。
But he was willing to do so.
他愿意替他的弟弟来受苦。
He was willing to suffer for his younger brother.
只要他的弟弟能够回去跟他的爸爸见面就好。
As long as his younger brother could return to their father's house and see.
所以真正的爱就是在牺牲当中表现出来的。
And so true love is shown when one's able to make sacrifices.
所以这里的犹大爱他的弟弟，宁可留下来当奴隶。
So now Judah he loved his brother so much that he was willing to remain as a slave in Egypt.
也就是因为这句话，才让约瑟大大的受感动了。
And it was because of these words that Joseph was greatly touched.
他想到了以前这个犹大如何打我，如何把我卖给以实玛利人。
It caused Joseph to think back to the past when Judah was willing to beat him up and even make a suggestion for him to be sold as a slave.
他现在看到犹大怎么变了一个人呢？
But now he could see that his brother had changed.
他现在犹大是这么爱他的弟弟便雅悯呢。
That Judah would love his younger brother Benjamin so much.
所以约瑟真的很感动啊，到四十五章说他就大哭了一场啊。
And so, Joseph was greatly touched, and in the next chapter we can see he cried out loud.
所以我们看到了犹大这一段啊，为了要替他的弟弟啊来代替做奴隶的这件啊事情呢，真的是一个很令人感动的事情。
And so we can see that Judah was willing to take the place of his younger brother Benjamin. This is something that can greatly move a person.
所以今天我们啊，能不能啊，也来学习犹大这样的爱呢？
And so today, can we also learn to love like Judah?
其实主耶稣基督他就是这么的爱我们。
And in fact, the Lord Jesus, he loves us like this.
他代替我们承受了多么大的痛苦。
For us, he was willing to bear such a great suffering.
他代替我们被钉十字架。
For us, he was willing to be nailed on the cross.
他代替我们承受那么多的的藐视啊那些毁谤的话。
He bore words of mocking for us.
而这些本来是我们应该要承受的。
And these were the things that we ourselves had to originally had to bear.
但是现在主耶稣都替我们承受了这一切。
But now the Lord Jesus has borne all this for us.
所以我们才能够得到耶稣的救恩。
So that we may receive the Lord Jesus' salvation.
所以现在我们要效法耶稣基督。
And so we have to imitate the Lord Jesus.
我们也因为行善为了爱而愿意受苦。
that we're for love and to do good, we're willing to suffer.
那这样的受苦是最有价值的。
And this type of suffering is the most valuable.
实际上，主耶稣也因为爱我们，所以他才愿意受苦。
Because the Lord Jesus, he was willing to suffer, because he loved us.
所以呢，我们要记得有一句话说，爱是让人受苦的。
So we must remember these words that love will cause a person to suffer.
爱会使人受伤的。
It would cause people to be hurt.
所以呢，如果没有爱，你就不会受苦。
Without love, one would not suffer.
没有爱，你就不会受伤。
Without love, one would not be harmed.
但是因为爱，我们才愿意去承受这些痛苦跟伤害，因为我们要爱他，让他得到造就。
But because of love, we're willing to go through suffering and pain because we want them to be edified.
这就是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
And so this is the example that the Lord Jesus had left for us.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse 20.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
20. For what credit is it if when you are beaten for your, if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you can take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
21. 你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
所以我们要跟随耶稣的脚中行。
So we must follow the steps of the Lord Jesus.
我们因为要爱，所以我们愿意受苦。
And we must also be willing to suffer because of love.
就像犹大爱他的弟弟，他愿意留下来当奴隶来受苦一样。
And just like how Judah, because he loved his brother Benjamin, he was willing to stay and remain as a slave.
这也是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
And this was also the example that was set for us by the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣要我们跟随他的脚中行。
The Lord Jesus wants us to follow his footsteps.
来学习他的好榜样。
To follow his examples.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
479首。
479.